like I was saying, I'm a man now. A man. M-A-N.
Why is that, Zach?
I cut the grass with a riding lawnmower while drinking a Miller Lite. And not just any Miller Lite, Matt.
An ice cold Miller Lite?
An ice cold Miller Lite. And?
What's that?
It was 16 ounces. Fluid ounces. So that's a tall boy Miller Lite and I cruising through my yard. And boy, let me tell you what. My yard looks great. Hit that music. Hit it. Whoa. Oh, there it is.
Little jazz.
Is that jazz?
It is.
Well, for copyright purposes, it's music.
It's noodling.
Oh, and it's over. Okay. Anyways, good after morning, noon.
Good, everyone. Good, whatever time it is, whenever
hey.
You're listening to this, folks.
My name is Zach.
And this is Matt, and this is Done in 30.
It's Done in 30 with Matt and Zach. Pow.
Right in the kisser.
Okay, so I cut my grass today with a beer in my hand. That was pretty fucking epic. How was your day?
Work.
Oh, you worked today? Oh, yeah. Well, you still work there, so let's try and keep it discreet.
Listen to this. I tried to
get a good deal on electronics.
I tried to log in, like just to clock on, and it said my credentials were invalid. And as you guys know, I've kind of gotten a new job. So I was thinking they were giving Matty Face here the old axe.
Matty Face.
I thought they were just doing it like.
I don't know why I'm laughing at that.
Covertly, part, like, oh, you can't log in. Looks like you don't work here anymore.
Yeah. It's kind of like Office Space. Maybe they're just not paying you anymore.
That'd be great if they just paid me but didn't realize it.
Ooh, you could be like a glitch in the system.
I wouldn't be a glitch in the system.
You could literally receive a paycheck until
Doomsday.
They go out of business.
They get a new accountant. somewhere a T's been crossed.
Who is this guy? Why is he getting, you know, well, I mean, for the
he's got stock options.
For the amount of hours they give you a week, I mean, that shit, that wouldn't really, it wouldn't be much sweat off their back, would it?
Speaking of weeks, I've had a week.
Yes, you have. It's fine. And now it's time for the week that Matt had with Matt. Go ahead, Matt. No, that was supposed to be your intro for the week you've had. Actually, that could be a new feature.
How was your week?
On the show. And now, the week you had. And then it could be like, maybe with Zach. And then I would tell you about my week.
My week was pretty good.
Yeah, we're not gonna do this all the time, are we?
No, we're not.
Now, when you listen to the podcast, does it actually sound like that?
Yeah, it sounds a little different.
Oh, it sounds different?
Yeah. But I got towed this week.
What? So, explain this series of BS.
I was having a little sit down at the Thirsty Scholar.
Oh.
Which is off of 16 in Pennsylvania.
In what city?
That would be Indianapolis, Indiana.
Yeah, you don't know the zip
altitude. It'd probably be like 46226 or 2.
Yeah,
who
gives a fuck? Anyway, so go
something,
on.
Something, something, 6. So, I was meeting there with my publisher. He's teaching me how to be a little bit more tech savvy whenever it comes to social media stuff.
And my first question is this somebody through your comic book, your personal stuff?
Yeah.
Or is this, oh, okay. See, I was wondering if it was work related.
No, it wasn't work related. It was like extracurricular activity related.
Ah, gotcha. Oh, and actually real quick, for those of you wondering, this was actually on Thursday when we would normally record the show. Unfortunately, Matt's evening was ruined.
Absolutely
by this.
Ruined.
Absolutely ruined. And so we postponed it till Saturday. What is today? The 23rd?
Third.
Yeah, 20. Oh, good guess. So, yeah, today is a, and actually, it's, oof, boy, it's almost 11, isn't it? This is a.
It's a late one.
Yeah, this is a, it's a quarter till 11.
The After Dark special with
Easter.
Matt and Zach.
Yeah, this is actually the After Dark special we've been talking about.
Ooh. I get to keep my clothes on though, right?
Yeah, we're both clothed, and nothing really sexual is going to be in today's show, so.
It's gonna be we're not gonna promise anything.
Well, we could get a little dirty.
So having this meeting,
go on.
Having a couple of drinks. It's kind of an interesting place. It's a coffee shop slash beer winery thing. They've got a couple of like porters, stouts, blondes, ales.
Blondes?
Yeah. Like blonde ales, I guess.
Never heard of it.
The awkward side.
Yikes. Was there supposed to be a rim shot there? It wasn't really a joke, but
yeah.
I'm glad you liked it.
I did. They really didn't have anything that I wanted to order. I was thinking like just something like a stout or like, no, we don't have it. But I did have a pretty good cappuccino. Regardless. So I go out after a couple of hours.
Yes, please keep going so I don't interrupt. I was going to start telling a joke and I can't do it. Go on. Go.
Apparently the spaces right outside the Thirsty Scholar, the place where you'd think you could park, are residential parking. Say after it. 6 p.m. The sign literally says retail parking 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Now, to me, whenever I read that, it doesn't mean anything to me. There's no therefore what. Therefore, you're going to get towed.
Yeah.
And there was no...
Wait, did it even have... Normally, the company line is, will be towed at owner's expense. Did you even see that?
As you go in, there's like signs that say surveillance.
Sure.
Will be towed at owner's expense. And then behind the actual main row is this tiny little placard that says, hey, we just towed you.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you're not supposed to park there.
Call this number. Gotcha.
Yeah, I don't really understand. I don't know why, but towing is like the worst fucking thing ever.
I was so scared. As soon as I went out there,
what if you left
there,
your wallet
like,
in your car?
Right, right.
What if you left your phone in your car? They literally, this is how I see it, they steal your car from you.
Yeah, they do steal your property.
Write me a fucking ticket.
Right?
Don't tow my car to some fucking lot that's like, what, 30 minutes? How far did you have to drive?
Luckily,
now
it was only
I'm getting mad.
2.3 miles.
Okay, that's...
And I didn't realize that until I had my brother pick me up, which took another 30 minutes. And then the people I had the meeting with were like, oh, man, that sucks, man. I remember whenever my car got towed.
Oh, we've all been
worst.
There. Oh, baby.
And then, like, as soon as my brother was like, yeah, I'm almost there, I was like, you know...
I'll just walk
person,
it.
Person, yeah, I could have had you drive me.
Yeah, I
like
actually
it's really not that far away.
I was kind of curious. Well, you know, honestly, 2.3 miles would have been a good distance to blow the steam off of the initial, like...
I would have been madder by the time, you made me walk 2.3 miles.
Oh,
just
really?
To, yeah.
Well, yeah. I don't know.
I would have gotten even worse. And, of course, they had the loveliest Peach working there. She's like, you got your car towed. Whenever I was calling her, I was like, oh. Hey, this is, I think you just got my car towed. You got your car towed? Like, yeah, I think so. I mean, that's why I'm calling you.
Yeah, why else...
Can I get two mediums, pepperoni? And...
Hey, you guys open till 11. I want to get a burrito.
Oh, my goodness, this lady. And then, so I have that exchange with her. She tells me where she is. I type it into GPS, and I wait for my brother. As soon as we get there, everything's just like, oh, it was like an empty lot behind just like the shittiest houses and like a ditch, basically. I have to go through a ditch just to get to it, and it's just... sectioned off like a prison camp. A prison camp for poor cars.
Yeah, literally. It's like it's a, yeah. I guess, yeah, you, I can't really add to that. You did a really good job.
It's the Audi Auschwitz.
What? I was really trying to stay away from that, man. Well done, though. Well done.
I dove in.
Hey, so what was I trying to say? Oh, what I was going to say was that you don't exactly get a doctorate or a PhD and then go, work at a tow yard. So there's
absolutely
that.
Not. What you
sweet.
Do
did
is
she have all her teeth?
No, actually.
Man, can I get her number? Was she single?
I believe whenever she was in college, she majored in cigarettes. with a minor in nicotine.
Oh, okay. I keep going.
And I could smell her before I even entered the trailer. That's right, folks. This wall was on the side of a trailer behind, like, the feeblest glass that I could have punched through. I'm sorry. The floor was warped and sunken in. You could tell they literally just threw the cheapest linoleum. And her mass ruptured the linoleum, and after probably 30 years of doing this, created this giant crater in the middle of her working station.
all right, let me come back here. Sorry, I just I'm almost tearing up.
Had you on the ropes, huh?
So you're saying she was a hefty gal?
She was not only a hefty gal, but her floor to height ratio was astounding. I didn't know they made people in 4'3".
No shit.
Yeah,
is
like,
that a legal little person?
I don't know.
Whatever.
She was over a door handle.
Yeah, but you wouldn't take her to the amusement park. You're gonna have to stay in the car.
I mean, maybe she could do bumper cars, but her fat ass probably couldn't fit in there.
So effectively, I got my car from like a cigarette troll.
Oh, the sick. What was I? That was very good, by the way. She majored in cigarettes or smoking or something, and then with what would you say
a minor in
nicotine.
That just came to me. I didn't even.
I haven't laughed like that since, well, yesterday. Ooh, I'll tell you that later. Oh, okay. Go on.
So, got my car. Luckily, they took credit cards.
Yeah.
They're open 24/7. She probably doesn't leave that room.
Okay. Well, allow me to tell you. I'll make mine a little more brief. But
she probably had like bones of previous owners in the corner there somewhere, and a cauldron full of like gold coins or something.
Did her desk look like a bridge? So that when she sat underneath it, she could be like a bridge troll.
Just the fact that the like the portcullis of the
there's like
thing
a crater
opened,
in
yeah.
that trailer of where she stands and or sits a lot.
Yep.
Yeah.
She might as well get up a lot.
What's that great joke about? I'm really sorry. I hate to be so mean, but there's like that great joke about like, you know, it's like, oh, it runs in their family. It's like, I don't think anybody runs in their family. It's like, I'm sorry. It's so fucking mean, but well, whatever. We're having fun here. Okay. So here's my short version of my towing story. So,
yeah, what were you doing?
Obviously I'm fine now, but I was fuming that day. So, and we've all been towed, so I'm assuming our listeners can, you know.
It's almost a rite of passage. I feel like I'm an adult now.
Yeah, it's more like a rite of getting fucked.
Yeah.
I mean,
how much do they make you pay?
Okay, so I wouldn't be surprised if it was Memorial Day weekend. That's actually this weekend. And yeah, it's, okay, so it was three of us going out to dinner. I parked in a dirt parking lot. There was a sign. And yeah, it was the whole like pay owner towed at owner's expense. And I was like, oh, that's for like the street that it faced. But the dirt lot that it was actually like not facing, there's no signage.
And if there's dirt, that means several people have come in, parked, and left.
No, I mean, it was just like an unfinished lot. I thought they're going to build a building there or something. And so I was like, and there was other vehicles there, right? And so I didn't even think about it. Like I looked at the sign. I was like, oh, so you can't park on this like street or whatever. And so I was like, okay, so the
I did the same thing whenever I read that archaic sign, retail parking.
I wasn't trying
to
play
PM.
Dumb. I like legitly just was like, I don't need to worry about it then.
There's no therefore statement. There's nothing.
40 minutes later, I had dinner. We ate like a pizza and left. Come out. My car's gone. And I mean, I was like, what? Did somebody break in and steal my car? And the man that I was with, who is not really a particular favorite human being of mine, decided to remind me that he's like, well, I told you, you tote. Prick. Anyways, that did not help
the
situation.
Super helpful.
Yeah, you know what?
Thanks.
A, thanks for telling me you told me so. And B, you're not really my friend. So
right. are you going to get your own ride home?
Yeah, no, believe me. I actually did. I actually did walk home. And we were supposed to have people over that night. And yeah, that fell apart. I was so okay. So let me. I tried to make this short, but that never happens. So here we are at dinner, and it's like about probably 2 miles away from my house. And so I just walk home. Well, I called the number and I said, "Hey, I guess you towed my car. Thanks." And I said, "So how do I come pick it up?" And he goes, "Well, we just closed or some bullshit." So I couldn't pick it up that night, and I said, okay. And he goes, yeah, we're closed tomorrow, and blah, blah, blah.
Right, because Memorial
Day
weekend.
It was a holiday, and they were closed on Sundays or some bullshit. And so, are you ready for this? I got towed, let's say, on a Saturday night or a Friday.
Didn't pick it up until, like, Tuesday?
It had to have been Saturday, because I didn't get it till Tuesday. I got it Tuesday morning.
How much did that cost you?
Like, over $200. So, this is great. I get there, I pull up my credit card, and I'm already, I mean, look, ladies and gentlemen,
let's get this done, let's get this out of here.
I'm not a violent human being, but I was already
But you'll close. Snatch a receipt from somebody's hand.
I was very close to about, ending some lives that day. And these fucking mouth breathers, I tell you what, I'm sorry. It's the after hour show, so I can be very hateful. The point is that I was upset. And I pull my car out and they go like, oh, that's not gonna do you any good. We're cash only. And it was just like, excuse me? Like, you've already fucked me hard enough, and then you just now tell me you're cash only. You could have told me that like 3 days. And so, needless to say, I went to the bank. I'm glad my mother is A, still alive, and B, within the city, because she had to give me money. I didn't have enough. I literally did not have enough money to pay the ridiculous fine that these people imposed on me. I parked at a business for like an hour most, but I had to pay like almost $300, and they would not give me my car back on like Sunday or Monday, and so they charged me for those days.
That's shitty.
Are you guys hearing this? So I called. This is what pisses me off almost more. So not only was I ready to kill these people because they stole my car from me for 3 days, then they made me late on Tuesday morning getting to work. all right. So I follow up like a day or two later after I finally cooled off. And I called the, this was in Carmel, so I called the Carmel Police Department, and I basically was like, look, there's this business in Noblesville that took my car from me and wouldn't let me pick it up. I was like, this is ridiculous. And I cannot remember what they said, but they were like, look, that's their rules. I'm sorry. Like, there's nothing. And I'm like, you're joking, right? Like,
as officers of the law.
I'm like, you're okay with this? Like, the fact that they got to charge me extra days, and I'm like, I wanted to pick my car up that night, and they're like, yeah, basically, so Carmel PD, it was like the non-emergency line that I called.
Right.
They didn't give me shit. I was like, all right, whatever. But Indianapolis, oh, man, I wanted to find out. I wanted this girl's badge number, because when I called, I told them the story I just told you, and she's like, well, there was a sign, wasn't there? And I'm like, you're joking, right? I was like, it was a fucking dirt lot, man. I mean, I was very polite. I was very cordial. I used my P's and Q's. I was very polite. And at the end of the conversation, she basically said, it's your fault. You fucked up. Deal with it. Basically, that was her words, only nicer. I was like, put yourself in my shoes, madam. I was very...
What would the decent, gentle person do?
Yeah, I mean, seriously.
I was thinking about, like, firebombing somehow using drones or some elaborate setup where I wouldn't get caught or something.
I actually hope these people are out of business, because every time I drive by, it just, like, gives me chills.
Yeah.
I cannot believe they did that. And this is the best part. There were, I don't know, like, three or four other people in line, and I was like, I don't know. Somebody said something, and I went, wait a minute, where'd you get towed from? And they're like, Main Street, blah, blah. I'm like, wait a minute, did you just get towed Saturday? There were like four of us.
Whoa.
It wasn't just me. I'm sorry. There's the icing on the cake. There were like three or four other people in line with me. We were like, wait a minute, did you get towed like Saturday night? And they're like,
where are you going to Best Bo's?
Yeah, yeah. I think that was the pizza joint that was right there on the trail. And yeah, it was crazy. We all were like, well, this is ridiculous. And the one guy was like, look, give me your contact info. He's like, I'm filing a lawsuit. This is ridiculous. He's like,
Did he follow up?
I think he got like paid and just got out. I don't know.
I wonder what the business model of that is.
You want to hear something else? This is a really long story, but the point is that there was a guy in front of me that said, he's like, oh, well, you guys just got towed. He goes, my wife's medication was in the car. They wouldn't let him take it.
His own medication?
Yeah. He said, I need to get my wife's medication out of my car. And they're like, nope, you can't access your vehicle until you pay for it.
I mean, that's so he doesn't drive it through the fucking gate. Because I felt like that.
It was ridiculous. Because I had to, like, prove the car was mine. So yeah. We, like, went to the car. And I'm just like, I'll just kill you right now, motherfucker. Yeah. Oh, and he was a prick over the phone. He was a prick in person, too.
Yeah.
I mean, dude, these people had the, like...
It has to be a shit job.
It has to be a shit job. They don't have to fucking do it. Go work somewhere else.
That's true.
This guy, not only did he, you know, screw me over a horrible business, But yeah, I mean, I guess for a towing company, you're not supposed to have customer service, but
right.
I just
see you next time.
Can you believe that?
Would you please fill out this survey in the back of your receipt?
It was a holiday weekend, and they weren't open, so they wouldn't give me my car. Yeah, the woman that who will not be named, the woman who took me to get my car, is a teacher. And so that's how she was able to take me. What if it was somebody else? What if it was any of you guys that work 9 to 5s?
Yeah, you'd have been boned.
Can you imagine? I was totally boned. My boss is one of the most laid-back human beings you'll ever meet.
Was he laughing at you the whole time?
Yeah, my coworkers kind of.
They probably gave you shit for the next month.
Oh, easy. Oh, yeah. Well, they didn't let it go. Like, hey, don't get your car towed. I'm like,
I'm just going to the parking lot, fellas.
I'll kill you. I mean, they don't understand. I mean, I'm fine now. This has been like 3 years. But I mean, dude, it's like, it's funny. You tell me this story about you getting towed. It's like, I'm remembering. It's like, oh my God, that happened. Anyway, whatever.
So the moral of the story
is
the
worst thing that could ever happen, but
park in the streets, damn. I guess. Make sure there's no red. Cause like it was just a crammed asshole right in that street. And I just saw those spaces. Like, I should be in the clear. These are obviously people doing something else. So I need to park in this space next to the business I'm about to patron.
I'm serious. Patron? It's like, just give me a ticket. And if I don't move the car after, like, I don't know, 6 hours, you know,
that's what
they tell me. I mean,
it's so weird. That's what they do for people who, like, abandon their cars on the highway.
Yeah.
They just put that little orange sticker.
They put a little sticker in the window, and it's like,
it takes,
hey,
like, 5 days for them to actually get it.
Yeah.
Because I watched a car this week. First time, the car broke down. Second day, they had an orange sticker.
Sure.
2 days later, they had a red sticker. 4 days later, I saw it,
look at all these hand-me-outs. Like, or wait.
Strike that from the record.
I don't even know what a hand-me-out is. What gesture am I making here? Look at all these
jack-off gesture. Seashell.
Seagull. Like they're holding your hand. Like, oh, let's hold your hand. Let me
coddling.
Baby. Yeah, let me baby you through the process. But instead, if you park like you park next to a a fire hydrant, they'll just,
I mean, yeah, it's a big deal.
That's a big deal.
I've seen firefighters actually break a window and
then put the car. Yeah, people are dumb. They're like, well, why don't the guy run the hose around the car?
Or
I hate to tell you,
in front
but
of dumpsters. I've seen somebody park in front of a dumpster.
Okay.
And the dump truck just basically backed up and then pushed them
out
of the way.
Oh, no.
And got it.
Oh.
Yeah, that car was smashed.
Oh, that's...
That was in San Antonio. They were not happy, and they just ruined somebody's evening. Parking's a problem.
Yeah, but I mean... Yeah, you're right, though. That's so true. You're right, on the interstate, you get, like, 5 days?
Yeah.
You know, look, if you're going to sign me the ticket, I learned my lesson. If you're going to, like, literally steal my car, what if you were, like, out of town?
Yeah.
Can you imagine, like, you and I live here, but can you imagine some dude or some woman that just...
And you had no means? You just stopped in for a bite to eat at a diner?
Yeah.
By the time you got out?
Can you imagine being on a road trip and you get towed?
And what if there's, like, a kid in the car?
Like,
what do they do in that situation?
There you have it.
Like, you go in to buy a thing of Twizzlers?
They cannot tow with a child or a dog in there.
So we just get, like,
put a stuffed animal.
A fake animal.
And, like, a sound box that barks, or a child that's, like...
Some animatronic creation that's just, like, wiggling its arms and legs and...
Well, I guess that'd be too much work. Let's just do, like,
Maybe that's our next business idea.
Like a baby seat, and it just makes, like, noises, and, like, there's a little bit, like, the blanket gets poked a couple times, so you think it's, like, an infant that's woken up. Like, how the fuck is good? You're just going to get the cops called on you at that point.
All right, we gotta get through this list. We're already at 24 minutes.
Oh, so getting towed apparently took the entire show today. So
yeah, sorry, guys.
Whatever. I'm not happy about it. You got towed like 2 days ago.
Yeah.
Well, whatever.
But yeah, luckily I got a cool brother and he came and picked me up.
Now, let me ask you, how much was your fine?
$150.
Ugh.
For less than 2 hours.
Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it?
I could have, like, left it in there for a day and then paid the same amount.
Yeah.
For the first 24 hours, there's no, like, prorate. It's not like a garage. I guess they're not going to pay attention to what time they got there, clock it in, and then...
No, because they don't give a fuck. They're
just
100%
revenue.
Yeah, they're literally pulling money out of your pocket and putting it in theirs.
Can you do that with other thing? I mean, if we were to do this to another citizen, it's like extortion, right?
I don't know what extortion means, but yes.
It's like whenever you are blackmail, maybe.
Like hardball or strong arm someone for money?
Yeah. Let me look it up real quick.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Talk about some comedy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, on a much lighter note. Enough of that bullshit. So yesterday, for those of you who don't know, Morty's Comedy Club right here in the beautiful city of Indianapolis. Right there at 96th and pretty much Keystone. I went and saw my new lady took me to a free show where you basically just buy a couple of drinks and, you know, your tickets are good. Ooh.
Was it like an open mic situation or?
Oh no, it was a setup show. It was I don't remember the one guy's last name, so I'm really sorry. I really hope this doesn't get out. But the point is that I got to see Chris Bowers. He's a guy that's been on Bob and Tom. There's another guy named Mitch something, and no, not Mitch Hedberg.
Yeah, he's the late Mitch Hedberg.
Yeah, actually, Matt, you got it up on the screen.
Is it Donnie Baker?
No, I would remember the Donnie Baker. No,
Andy Pitts. Thursday, May 28th.
No, see, go.
Well, Friday.
It'd be a couple of days ago.
That's July.
Or, sorry, it'd be yesterday.
Oh, Brian Posehn's coming in August 13th. Ooh. Bobcat Goldthwait, May 31st.
All right, see if...
I'm a big fan!
All right, see if you can go down there to the calendar. Wait. JB Ball, that click on that. It should have, like, whoever was in the show, right? Okay.
Mitch Burrow.
Okay, so I saw, and I'm sorry, the opener guy, I don't remember his name.
He's probably a local.
Yeah, he is. I think I've seen him there before. And then, so I got to see Bowers. He's a guy that's been on Bob and Tom. Mitch Burrow, and also JB Ball. And, they were all fantastic. Now,
stand-up comedy, edgy.
I don't want to, it was pretty edgy. Yeah, there's a couple in there that... There wasn't a lot of people laughing, but I was definitely laughing because, well, the more offensive, the better.
Yeah.
And,
of course, these guys are just coming here. I mean, they don't even really get money from the establishment, or I don't think very much, because, like, you didn't pay for tickets. You just bought drinks.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. When we parked, I was like, this is kind of a shitty system. Of course, Morty's pays them to do performances.
Right.
But
and I'm sure
really
they get a certain
cut.
Yeah, of the tickets that they sell, and then they give a certain amount number free,
but
so that
right.
they can actually.
That's
like,
the thing I was thinking about. Like when we parked and got out, I was like, you know what, we're walking in for free, and then we're just buying a couple of drinks. I did buy an appetizer, so
right.
my bill was like.
So it's the kitchen's getting that, the house is getting $41. That, but JD Burrow and or JB Ball and whatever his name,
Mitch Burrow.
They didn't. It means you buy any swag? Did they have any swag or anything?
Did I buy any what?
Swag.
Merchandise?
Actually, you buy any merchandise?
Merch.
Sorry, merch. Did you get any merch?
January, February merch. That's Bob Zaney. No, I did not purchase any merch because I'm a shitty human being.
Did they have any?
No.
Whenever I saw Louis C.K.
Yes
and Todd Barry, Todd Barry was like, please buy my insurance.
I'm going to be right there after the show's over.
That's exactly what he was like, too. I will be selling CDs.
Like,
shirts.
I will be by your car when you leave, and I will have a table of items that you
I've got
must
nothing to do.
Purchase. For the love of God, just.
And by the way, the name's Todd.
Yes.
Barry with an A.
Barry.
Two D's.
B.
Oh my goodness. He's pretty funny.
Yeah. No. And Louis C.K. Man, he's fantastic. Anyway, so Morty's was great.
Would you get back?
Oh yeah, yeah. I've been there before. I can I tell you who I saw?
Did
no.
You, see? You can't tell me who you saw.
I'd have to kill you. Okay. Yeah, I just it was a few years ago, so I don't really understand or remember.
You don't remember?
I
saw.
Let's edit that out.
This hillbilly-looking dude who is trying to ride the success of Larry the Cable Guy.
Oh.
With my folks one time. And there were like 8 of us in the crowd. And he was not happy about that fact.
8?
There were 8 of us. And the 4 of us were 4 of them. for like of the crowd. So we were half the crowd. So they were he was pretty much playing to us.
I don't understand.
But like I was out with my folks, so I'm like, ha, can I laugh at this? Ha ha ha.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So the laugh was kind of reserved, so I could tell he was getting a little bit upset with us. So he pushed harder and pushed harder. And one thing I love comedy, but I hate like crowd work. So I think it's a way to make an impact in the crowd, but I think it's kind of lazy.
Well, because it's almost as if there was no crowd, and if you're like watching it.
Right. Right. Because like now you're making fun of this lady, and then
that
awkward tension, like the back and forth, it takes it's like spreading for time.
No. Last night, Mitch Burrow specifically targeted the girl that was in our group who apparently wasn't laughing much. And she was like front row. He looked right at her, and he's like, come on, you got to stay with me here. I mean, it was whatever the joke he told was fantastic, and the crowd loved it. And she obviously wasn't into
it. She crossed her arms. I'm not amused.
Oh no, yeah, she was a little reserved, and he was just like, come on, gotta stay with me here. He's like, you know, we gotta. He's like,
my dad died from grapes. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, she was cool. She's cool, but I think she's just not like into the. Okay, I don't know if I'll get in trouble for copywriting or if I can just describe a joke he did.
Yeah, I think you can talk about it or say the person who did it and then like quote them.
Okay, Mitch Burrow did this joke. There we go. That's sure. That's like. I'm not. This is not my material.
Let the record show.
Let the record show that this is not my material. 100% claim to him. Go check his website out. I'm sure it's like
MitchBurrow.com. Like, comment, and subscribe.
Yeah, like, yeah, hit that favorite button, like the button, smash that comment section. Okay. So he's talking about how he had this really good bit about how, like, you know, he's I think he's like from like Georgia or Alabama. And he's like, you know, with my accent and my friends, he's like, I'm surrounded by a bunch of dumbasses. And so he's like talking about his friends and stuff. And then he goes, my family's not any better. He's like, yeah, you know, we're sitting at the dinner table. And somebody talked about like somebody should give up with her ahead. And he's like, yeah. He's like, maybe you should have got out of the game when you were 17 and got pregnant or something like that. And so everyone in the crowd was like, ooh. And he's like, yeah, yeah, hun. I figured you'd like that. And I'm still laughing. Like, I definitely, he actually heard me laughing at something, and I was the only one. And so he actually said something like, that guy gets it. I was like honored. I'm like, yes.
I do get it. I like that joke.
Like, I'm that jaded. I enjoyed the joke. Okay. So he goes, yeah. He's like, I actually had to, I actually had to rewrite that one. He goes, yeah. He's like, originally, I would have said something like, well, you had your first abortion at 14, and now you're actually giving me a nephew or something like that. And I mean,
it just went stark.
And I mean, I just butchered it, right. By the way. I mean, but essentially the joke is that she's already been pregnant once, but she didn't give them a grandbaby, so now they're actually getting something from it. He's like, yeah, I'll have a little brother now. Yeah. Oh my God. It killed. I mean, for me, I personally
You're in the back like,
yes, Matt, you have no idea. I had a laugh that no one's ever heard last night. My sides were in orbit, so to speak. And I had a blast. Yeah. Mitch Burrow, JB Ball. He was actually the
closer,
main event. What do you call that?
Closer.
No.
We have your
headliner.
Oh, yeah, a headliner and closer.
Sure.
I guess they're same thing. Actually, no, closer is like the closing joke.
Sure, that's right. Yeah, because he actually, you know, it's funny. He actually did say something like, he's like, yeah, I'm going to be outside and, you know, come and talk to me if you want. And then I got a closer for you. And I'm like, what, he actually said he was going to do a closer? I thought that was a really interesting approach.
Yeah.
And he cracked me up, JB Ball, because he was actually on stage.
Yeah, people just like throw their closers and then throw up their hands and walk out.
And he was like talking about something, and he starts laughing. He's like, all right, I'm just going to ask you guys something. And he's like, I want to get your opinion on this. But he's laughing before he tells the joke. I thought that was a really good like delivery system.
Like
it's so dumb, but what he's about to say is already cracking him up. And he doesn't drink. He was up on stage with like a Pepsi or a Coke. It was great. He's like, yeah, I've never been a drinker. He's like, I've only got one friend that saw me drunk. And he's like, so maybe he just smokes a lot of dope or something. I don't know.
Or maybe just has a lot of free time.
Yeah, he. Oh man, they were. I mean, I'm not trying to like take away from the other guys.
People are like doing comedy like it's a job nowadays.
It is. What is a full time job?
Yeah, full 2 hour a day job.
Yeah. Well, but here's the thing. Like you and I are sitting here talking.
Yeah.
And we're entertaining each other, and hopefully, our
the tens of listeners.
The small
half of which we know.
Yeah.
I wonder how many of the people that we know actually listen to this so that they're just like, I listened to your, it's so good.
I actually have to give a shout out to Nate.
Nate Dog.
Has been staying dedicated to the show. So Nate, what up? Hello. It's minute 35. So if you catch the shout out, that's the real test. I will say something like, hey dude.
What if we were just
what you like about
with-
What'd you like? Was this episode 9? What'd you like about episode 9? He's like, you guys talked about, I'm like, you're out. Your commute's 30 minutes and we went over. Fuck you. Anyways, no, we were at dinner the other night with our friend Nate and he actually said he's been trying to catch up with it. It's like, that's awesome. I like that somebody's like actually, you know, and my cousin's listening to him. Kristen, hi, how are you? And I mean, there's a couple of people that have been saying, like, hey, I liked it. My mom listened to one. Like, she's been skimming through them. And
right.
I'm like, I
showed my office.
You've got enough.
And only one person thought it was cool. Actually, shout out to Mark. He actually wants to be on it whenever we scale it up.
Wait, is that your buddy you did tattoos for? Or is that?
Other Mark.
Oh, it's actually another, like, a coworker or whatever.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, he's like a musician. He's actually like a real musician.
He's actually like a real musician.
He can play his instrument. He can sing. He's like developed people.
When you say that, it makes me think of like he actually does gigs.
He does. He does.
I am a
musician. He has to leave early. He has to leave early from the office sometimes because he has gigs to go to.
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty impressive. And he's
that's
probably
a musician. Yeah.
Later 40s, early 50s, maybe.
Oh, okay.
And he's trying to get his like weight taken care of. He's eating right. He's doing everything right.
Oh, heavy set guy.
I guess he was heavier, but I mean
he's like still getting thinner.
Yeah, he looks better than me, so I really can't complain.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah,
he looks better than that's looking better than you, huh?
Yeah,
so that's easy.
This is big old sack of shit.
that's not tough to do, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Anyways, but yeah, the female that I went out with last night, I guess that's really mean to say the girl I've been seeing. And I went home last night. I was telling her, I was like, you know, doing stand-up comedy, I was like, you know, I can make you laugh. I can make my friends laugh.
But making complete strangers in a region that you don't know the common jokes.
Oh, no.
So you
don't know
really
anything.
Have to dig deep and then find those things that are, like, truly funny.
Yeah.
Or that would be universally funny.
But it's not even that.
Or
you
so
can't even
absurd.
Region. Yeah.
That people just go down that hole with you.
You have to write material. And I think the way that the process works is basically if you're going to get into comedy, let's say you write like 2 hours of material and you practice it, you practice your delivery, you practice everything.
Is that me?
Where's that coming from?
Yeah, I don't know.
Is that the television? Oh, you got
that
video?
Was Spotify.
Spotify? What are you doing back there?
Anyway.
Okay, so these guys... You know, they pour their heart and soul onto a piece of paper, whatever that comes to their mind in a hotel room somewhere because they're a traveling comedian.
I'm sure they have the bit before they travel, though.
Oh, okay, okay.
So they got to try it in their town locally, see what works, see
and
what doesn't work.
Hit the road and try and make a career out of it, sure.
Yeah, and then imagine like having clean material if you're a primarily dirty comic to go like on Conan or...
Oh, yeah.
You have
being
to have that
television?
Clean two or 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And then I figured they don't even tell you how long you're going to go until you're there.
And that's what I was trying to say. Like, these guys write, like, they're like, okay, I better have, like, 2 hours of talk time.
Mm.
And then you get there, and they say, you know, hey, Matt, you're only going to be on for 15 minutes tonight. And you're like, well, fuck, how do I,
I only got 7, so.
Well, see, that would be, that'd be my problem. I am so bad at writing in general. I'm pretty good at talking.
I'm really good at writing.
I'm
and
sure you know.
Crap at remembering.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I was the kid in high school that if it was a 10-page paper, I would get 7 solid pages, and so I'd get like a C on the paper. The paper's content would be solid. I would cover the topic, but because I could not write it out into 10
pages. What's your last
pages,
sentence? That's all I have to say about that.
Seriously.
And the teacher's just like, bold move, bold move.
I would literally like milk that paper and try and squeeze every drop of wordage, whatever metaphor you're trying to think, I'm trying to think of here. The point is that there would be some kids, and they'd turn it in, and it's like, how many pages is yours? Like, oh, it was supposed to be 10, but I got 15. 15? And I'm like, whoa, how do you do it? You know what their answer would be? Oh, I just bullshitted it. You know, 5 a.m. this morning, I stayed up drinking all last night. It's like, you know what? Fuck you. I spent like 2 days on this.
I researched this heavily.
My mother sat there
concise
and
sentences?
Whipped me with her... like, you need to get this done, Zach. Quit farting around. I mean, she was an amazing mother who made sure that I got my homework done, and yet I'd still get shitty grades because I didn't know how to spread information out. So, again, now, let's say I'm going on Conan. Yeah, fucking right. So I go on Conan, and he says, I need you to do, like, an 8-minute set. And then here I am.
Panicking because you have two.
Let's just hope
you're charming.
Yeah.
Some people can charm their way. And I think personally, that's what crowd work is.
Hopefully.
I've got 7 minutes of crowd work, or 7 minutes of crowd work, and then another 8 of, or maybe 7 minutes of a bit, and then maybe 1 minute of an introduction.
Or you walk out, you say like the funniest thing that's ever been said in human history, and they just laugh for 8 minutes straight.
That's not going to happen.
Oh, you walk out.
No, what you could
like,
do.
Hello, my name's Zach. And then insert the best joke of all time. And then
flaming
just,
bag of cat Dorito shit vomit.
You
and
just
like, ah!
You just kill it on the first joke, and the audience is pissing themselves, and they have to go to commercial because the audience members are having heart attacks and dying. It's like that Monty Python bit where, like, the deadliest joke ever or something.
Yeah.
Oh.
I know what you're talking about.
It's like...
They're at the dinner party?
No, it's like that guy that's like, the guy's like
no,
writing
no,
a
he's,
joke.
He's telling the joke, and he's like, is this joke good? And then the person
the
just
person
like
just
runs
croaks.
Off the... Yeah.
And so the Americans end up translating it into German. It's a British guy that comes up with a joke, so they translate it into German, and then the soldiers... read it aloud in German on the battlefield to win World War II. Can't get any funnier than that, right?
Yeah.
Apparently, they
that
weren't...
That joke killed!
They weren't allowed to translate more than one word at a time, and so it's like, they were telling the story like, you know, translator so-and-so translated 3 words, or he saw 3 words of the joke and, like, you know, had a stroke or something. It's just ridiculous. At the beginning of the skit starts out with the kid writing the guy writing the joke, and he like falls over and just keels over, and then somebody like walks in the room and they're like, oh my god, are you okay? Oh, what's this on this paper? They lean over to inspect what's written down, and then they laugh themselves to death. It's that's Monty Python, people. That's
yeah, kind of absurd.
Okay, so we're at 42 minutes.
Let's fuck it. Let's just power through.
Because I'm still talking.
Yeah.
You can't stop me.
Yeah, this is done in 30 whenever we're fucking done talking.
Done in fucking whenever we're done talking.
We'll call it 30. That'll be our new increment of time. Just everything's 30.
Well, yeah, we'll say done in 30, and then when you hit play on YouTube and it says like 57 minutes, fucking deal with it, okay? So I'm really sorry, Matt. The towing
we
story.
We should.
Just got me all stressed out.
We should go see more comedy.
Yeah. I owe it to myself, really.
Yeah. I mean, we
again,
listen to comedians
you
on
and I
podcasts.
Have talked about this all the time. Yeah. About
I'm fascinated with the stand-up world. Like, I want to incorporate that into some of the comic stuff that I'm doing.
Oh, yeah. That'd be fantastic.
My thing is, like, delivery.
Yeah. And that's actually what I was talking about last night on the car at home. I was like, the best comedians... I was like, it doesn't matter what comes out of their mouth.
Because, like, some of the jokes are shit, but the way
no.
they say it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sorry. Exactly.
Mitch
Hedberg is a perfect example. If you read Mitch Hedberg's, like,
dogs are
script,
art forever in the push-up position? What the fuck?
Okay. If you had a transcript or somebody, like, transcribing his comedy show and you read it, you would just go, this isn't funny. But when Mitch Hedberg would stand up on stage with a microphone in his mouth and he'd have his, like, Kurt Cobain hair all in his face and you knew he wasn't sober and he just started giggling. He'd start talking to you like, hey, what do you think of this? And he'd kill. He's fantastic. He'd just get up for an hour and
just
make you laugh.
the only instance of the opposite of that that actually works is Stephen Wright. He talks like this.
I honestly
he tells
don't.
Jokes, and usually the last few words or some turn of phrase that actually negates the sentence he says before, which is actually making it funny. And he has like this,
really?
Yeah. He has this like long, eloquent style of like. The more you listen to Stephen Wright's stuff, the more you actually realize it's clever. But at first glance, it's just totally absurd.
When you're listening to it, it's it basically sounds like
it just sounds like nonsense.
A monotone.
Yeah, and like that's his delivery system, and it's great.
Huh.
And sometimes he does like classic jokes where he's like, I know this one's kind of hacky, but this is like an example of a joke that he would do. Like, I just flew in today. Boy, my arm's tired. But, like, the way he delivers it, it's just so deadpan.
Why am I laughing? God damn it. That's funny. Okay.
Maybe we'll call it, like, the Gilford Gottfriedism, because, like, his jokes are super racist.
Really?
But if you say it in this voice.
He's really that bad? Maybe I've just never heard his
stand-up. Maybe his stuff, I'll just rephrase it as racial. It's not really racist.
Yeah, but it's definitely like stereotypes and
right.
Stuff like that. Sure.
And turns out that's not his real voice. Obviously, that's not his real voice.
Well, no shit. I mean, it's an act. Is his real name even Gilbert Godfrey?
Maybe. I don't know.
See, I mean, it's just, it's look, you know what that's called? When you're not at work and when you're not asleep and when you're not, no, you even do it when you're shitting. What do? You entertain yourself. And people forget that. It's entertainment. So whether they're a rap star talking about killing people or a comedian talking about God knows what. I mean, it's all for entertainment purposes. It's like you don't go to a comedy show to hear a speech.
Now, I've noticed.
Wait, that was a really weird rant. But the point
you kind of do.
You can't like expect to just like, oh, well, this offended me. Or, you know, like you got to.
And then if it offends you, so what?
Just leave. I mean, it's
either that or I mean if somebody gives you something that's like 99% awesome but 1% suck, it's still a good time.
Yeah, no, that's for sure. I'll take the 1%. I'll take the 1% suck, please. That'll be $5.99.
Now as long as it's not like a 70-30 split, that would be a shitty time. Even a 20-80 split would be kind of hard to justify. But if somebody's like, if your sides are in orbit, but except for this one time.
Sides are in orbit.
Oh, my goodness, the internet.
It's such a, you know, I was laughing at something today. I was a little slow at work. Oh, I need to get my work story. Okay. But I was a little slow at work, so I was playing on Imgur, and there was just a couple of posts that had me rolling. And I'm like, sides are in orbit. And I'm like, I can't even like. Who
conceptualize
up with
that.
Yeah, thank you. Conceptualize. That's a good way of putting it. Okay, but I did have a sale today that made my day great. So a couple of gentlemen walked in, and they were going to price out a bracket for a headlight, and the other two pieces were transmission cooler lines. That's besides the point. So the two of them talk about pricing, and, well, that's kind of pricey, and, well, maybe we should let so-and-so buy it. He actually has a shop. They would get a better deal if the business bought it, and as a retail customer, you don't get as good of a price. Moving forward, they finally settle on purchasing the two lines that I had quoted them. I go pull them. I say, hey, it's going to be like, oh, it was $69.55. Can't forget that amount. And so he pulls out a bunch of cash, and he goes, okay, I'm just going to pay cash. I'm like, okay, cool. And he says, is it okay if I pay in ones? And I looked at him, and I looked at his friend, and his friend was already kind of like bantering with him, just like teasing him and stuff. It was a lot of fun. And I said, well, sure, yeah. I was like, dude, I ran out of ones yesterday. Like, I needed to go to the bank today. And he goes, okay, how much was it again? I said
$69.55. A one,
he
two,
pulls out,
three.
Like, imagine like what a rap video would have as like a wad of ones. I mean, he unrubber banded it. I'm not joking. Elizabeth, are you listening? He unrubber banded just like a fist of money, fist sized ball of money. He proceeded to count out. Now, he did it quickly. It wasn't ridiculous. No, $60 in ones. He gave me 60 ones and then a 10. And his change was 45 cents. So he sat there and counted out six piles of 10 and handed them to me. And I,
you know, I double counted, and it was like, okay, that's 70. Here's your 45 cents. I mean, and the whole time, his buddy's just busting him. I mean, he's just like, hey, man, you having trouble counting over there? And then, I mean, what was he saying? He asked me a question, and then they started, like, saying my name. They're both like, well, thanks, Zach. He's like, yeah. See, Zach knows what's up. And he's like, yeah. He's like, so if somebody breaks this the next time they drive your – I mean, it was fantastic. They were the most entertaining group of guys I had all day. And the fact that he paid me – 60 of $70 in ones. I mean, that's just so many. And I even said, so I tried to be very professional with this joke, but I said, are you sure you don't want to save that for maybe a different business? And I think they thought it was like, okay, funny, but like, I'm not just going to go, aren't you going to be throwing that on some girl's tits tonight? You know what I mean? Like, and then he picked,
I don't know. They would have been down. I think,
oh, they would have been down for sure. Because the guy goes, he's like, oh yeah. He's like, oh no, he's good. He goes, he already spent his money last night on the Chippendales. And I went, oh my God. he goes, yeah, Chippendales were in town. I said, wait, they're in town? I was like, I thought they were like a local act. He goes, oh no, man, the Chippendales are traveling.
Got to see that Swayze dog, that Patrick Swayze.
Oh, geez. They were fantastic. So that's my really brief version of how the guy just handed me a fist of ones. It was but he was nice. He counted them out in tens and everything. It was great. It wasn't like he just went, oh, here you go. You know those jokers that don't use wallets and they hand you money? It's just all like crumpled and
they're like pulling it out of their pockets, shirts, neckline, bras.
Money is gross enough as it is, so yeah. I don't really want to be handed it in that form.
And it's coming out with like lint and buttons and
discombobulated, haphazardly.
Yeah, discombobulated is like a state.
Disheveled.
Disheveled. That's a word.
Yeah, these are words,
Zach.
All right. Well, I've officially talked for like 45 of this 50 minutes. So why don't you tell me something?
It bothers me whenever. I've been hearing like a phrase a lot recently. I just forgot what that phrase was.
Cool story.
Keep talking.
All right. Well,
oh yeah, the struggle is real. Shit. I'm done with the struggle is real.
Really?
Yeah. Just the way people are using it. It's like this broken English. They're like, went to the store, didn't have any candy. Struggle's real.
So it's like an exaggeration?
Yeah, it's just for ridiculous shit.
Okay, well, give me an example. What did you see that made you feel this way? Or what did you read? Did somebody say this to you in real life? Or is this somebody...
Like a 40-year-old woman at the place I work.
A work story.
I forgot. I just remember her saying it. I don't remember the context.
Was
just,
it at least funny?
Like, the way she said it, meant it to be funny. It just,
but you were just like, it shut
flat.
Up, Karen. Like, her name's probably fucking Karen.
Yeah. God. That's struggle's thrill.
So, basically, she's like, you know, my 30-year-old son, because she's, you know, old as shit.
I'm just trying to stay hip, guys. Please like
me. My 30-year-old son's having a birthday party, and I couldn't get him a cake because the cake store was empty. Or, you know, it's like,
right.
The struggle is real.
I wanted the last Dorito at the bottom of the bag, but all it was dust. The struggle is real.
That's a fantastic voice. Okay. So in the last episode, we came up, well, on the spot, we came up with a new character.
Oh, yeah. What was it?
Like the redneck. It's like a tech-savvy redneck. So although he may seem horribly ignorant, he's like an IT specialist. So he hates anybody that's not white and not Baptist. But, you know,
he can defrag your hard drive.
Yeah, he could defrag a hard drive. He could probably like pinpoint an IP address or whatever for like a network. He could network 100 computers together. Okay, so now we just came up with the like suburban...
I just want to be hip. Please like me.
No, it doesn't have to be wife. Okay, let's not be sexist here. It could be like suburbanite who tries to be hip but falls flat.
Yeah.
Or like a...
I went to Frappuccino Happy Hour and they were out of caramel. The struggle's real.
Oh, and you were a barista too, so you could probably come up with a couple of them.
Mm-hmm.
I saw this... I don't know why I'm... Yeah, fuck it. It's a minute 54, so let's just do it. So, I saw something online the other day. It was like 10 best ways to mess with people. I of course I'm going to read it.
I don't like those ones where they promise you something, but they send you to a different page, and then you have to open
this was a different
archive.
This was like an Imgur.
I came here to see the 10 pictures of tits. Just show me the goddamn tits.
Don't get me started. It's like, what happens next will blow your mind, and you click on it because you want to hear the rest of the story. And yes, there's like a page or two of just like ads.
And then whenever you get to the bottom, it's just that giant grid of things that aren't
all
even
the
related.
Articles. And
it's like, see Ariel from, what was it, The Little Mermaid as a dump truck. And you're like, why would I want to see that?
Well, I'm not going to click on that. Yeah, no, that dudecomedy.com is horrible for that. You click on something and it's like an article about something funny happening. And you're like, oh, that's a pretty good. Why are there so many links at the bottom of the page? You can't even get to the comments section because there's so many links. Great. Now I didn't forget it. Okay, so it's like a list of different things to like mess with people. Number one was holding a door open for somebody that's like an unreasonable amount of distance away from you. And I've always wanted to do that.
Just like they just got out of their car and you're like, yeah, come on. I got it open for
but,
you. I got
like,
it open for you.
But you don't,
as
no,
soon
no,
as
no,
they get
you
to it, you just close it.
But you don't have to do that. It's right. I actually did this at the gym the other day. I opened the door and I turned around and there was a guy and a gal getting to walk in. And I would say they were like 15 feet away. So I shouldn't have been holding the door, but I did. And he was like, oh, sorry. He actually apologized for me holding the door. It's like this social anxiety that somebody's doing something nice, and you're like, oh, shit, I need to hurry up.
I'm inconveniencing him.
Yeah, yeah. But I told him, you're good, man. You're welcome. I mean, I'm a nice person.
Great. Now I feel obligated to help somebody.
Well, you know what? Pay it forward. Right. I'm all about being nice to others. I mean, I may have sounded bitter when I told that towing story, but honestly, I want to be polite to others. You know, I don't know. I'm trying to toot my own horn here. But the point is that the other one to mess with people, and now I've lost it. Fudge.
I've done that before.
Hold the door open for people.
And then realize that they're too far away, so you leave the door, but actually you should have, like, stayed there in that time that you've, like, decided. So now you look like a dick because you just waited until they got close to the door
and then
you
just drop it on their ass. Yeah.
That's, like, my life.
Gotcha, Grandma.
And then I don't even, I think, like, oh, they can get it. They're far enough. I'll just go in.
Oh, okay. It came to me. So the other thing is if you go to order coffee at a place and they say, what's your name? You just, like, don't break eye contact, and you say the name that they have on their name tag. And so they'll, like they'll kind of, like, pause.
Zach.
Yeah, it's like, okay, so, sir, it's like a double frache, blah, 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 blah. What's the name on that order? And you just, like,
Zach.
Yeah, Kevin.
It's like, no, what's your name? Kevin.
Is that with an I or an E or an O? Is
17 Ys. I just want it to be Kevin. And...
yeah, that's Kevin. Wait, no, there's no Y in Kevin.
Kevyn.
Sorry,
that's Y.
Mary with 17 Ys. Are you fucking with me? Like, are you fucking with me right now, sir? Or sorry, ma'am. And it's like, excuse me? And then you get really serious. You're like, no.
That is my God-given name.
That is my... It's on my birth certificate. My mother, God rest her soul,
was Carolyn. No.
God rest her soul. What am I going for here?
Like, I break like, Scantrons. That's all I have to say.
Is that like a Jersey thing?
Right. Nah. The L-Y-N thing?
No, I don't know. It's like...
it's just like, I don't know, white people trying to be clever.
Yeah. I'm not that clever.
No.
Okay, well, we are officially 1 minute away from an hour,
so let's just break that barrier.
No, let's keep it under an hour. I think I see something else there on the billboard. What else were we going
to
talk about?
Oh, post-school gaming. Now they have time to game. I feel like, I don't know. It's hard to describe. Now that
you feel
I
like
have
you're
a real job
time.
And that... I can dedicate some of my afternoons to gaming. It's just I'm tired from working all day, so I kind of, I don't know. That fell apart really quickly.
let me get this straight. Are you trying to tell me that you're actually working a big boy job now and that you're tired when you get home from work?
Well, not really, because I sit down all day.
That's not the point. What I'm saying is that you've had it so easy with school.
Right.
And your
my course load.
Current employer.
Right.
That gave you horrible hours. You basically were getting, you were getting the kind of hours that like somebody that was retired would ask for.
Yeah.
Like a shift here, and maybe I'll schedule you on Friday.
You know, I got nothing to do. My family's going away for the weekend. So
come
I just
in from 2 a.m. to 7 p.m. and sorry.
Just occupy a chair.
7 a.m. Welcome to Walmart. I love you.
We should do that to somebody at Walmart.
Well, it's actually Costco, but thank you, Mike Judge. Yeah, welcome to Costco. I love you. God, that's funny. His face. Because it's like the whole movie is hilarious, and you're like, but that's real. There's some schmuck that gets paid to stand there and say hi.
What exactly is their purpose?
Just I don't know.
Welcome you into this soulless
going to Walmart
building.
Like, it's like, I don't want to go to Walmart. I have to go.
I just feel
and
sticky and hot, and like I need to take a shower after I go to Walmart.
No, it's not that bad. Let's not dock them. Well, nah, fuck
I mean, they are the largest employer.
Really?
And they're, yeah, of the United States.
United States, sure.
They're the largest employer.
Wow.
And they also have, like, the worst turnover.
Yeah, they're horribly anti-union. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Apparently, if you even talk about joining a union or some bullshit,
they'll just ax you.
Yeah.
That's why Occupy whatever, Occupy Walmarts during Thanksgiving, anti-Black Friday bullshit was usually staged in a Walmart.
Anti-African-American Friday. For those of you that...
there are a couple of generations away from
For
African,
those of
so.
You that are listening to an hour of us talking, that was just for you. This is really going to be the test to really test our listeners. Okay, so ladies, gents, robots, aliens, who the fuck is listening to this show at this point? Why don't you send us an email right now? I want you to send me an email that just says African American Friday. And
what's that email?
Yeah, just like in an email.
Done in 30.
Well, Gmail. Oh, I'm so sorry. DONEIN30@gmail.com. Right now. Just get your smartphone out, because you're probably listening to it on your smartphone already. Go to Gmail, type in African American Friday.
Also, if you have any questions for us, we'll pretty much talk about whatever.
Yeah,
we won't use your name or anything, so it'll be completely anonymous.
And one of these days, I'd almost like to do like a Twitter page, so we could do the whole, you know, questions from Twitter.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Or I figured they could be a little bit more elaborate in the email, like. They can ask our advice on, like, anal boils or something.
This is
it hurts when I sit.
This is a question for Matt.
we'll just use, like, WebMD for, like, something.
We could become the new WebMD doctors.
But it's, like, Web not D.
Web not D.
we're Web not doctors. So we're just like, you know, just buy some wolfbane and
I would say
get some ointment and a water gun and
I'd bring a pot of honey to boil and then maybe cut off some of your ball hair and stir it in and then dump it out in the yard, because that's gonna fucking kill you. You know what I mean? Like, okay, or we could take the other approach. Yeah, you're right, where it's just like, we're not really doctors, so please
don't do any of this. But if you want, please.
My mom always said that you
take a large mirror.
Go grab a possum out of the yard, because they're in the yard.
Tie some tin cans on it.
You just take it and rub it on your chest, and it'll give you a little bit of kick. It'll help you sleep that night.
And then if you want a fun game, you put some tin cans on its feet and then go chasing around the yard.
It will not let you catch it, because there's tin cans chasing it and terrifying it for its life.
Just the mental image of that.
That's borderline animal abuse, so I will not get behind this. But
that's varmint abuse.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
It's pretend. It's all pretend.
I know, it's pretend.
But if you have any questions for us, comments, concerns.
Yeah. Done@30@gmail.com.
Tell us we'll suck, or we suck.
Yeah, hate mail, love whatever. Mail, death mail. What else is there out there?
Life mail.
Life mail, love mail. Oh, we already covered that. U-mail. Question mail, U-mail, me-mail.
Gmail.
Gmail.
He-mail. Squee-mail. Female.
Ooh.
The most obvious.
Female.
So we can send us some female. That doesn't even make sense. All right, we're slap happy. We're getting out of here.
Yeah, it's approximately the witching hour, so let's go ahead and jump off this.
All right, see you later, folks.
Bye, guys. Mm-hmm.